This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are discussing the alarming number of wrongful arrests in the country. Criminologist and head of Department of Law, Safety and Security Management at the Tshwane University of Technology, Professor Kulufelo Rakubu, is joining us on the line. Good morning, Prof. Thank you for making time to join us. Are you well?
I'm well, and how are you?
We are doing great, thank you. So what would your family members like to think you were to be arrested for?
Maybe for beating someone.
GPH, you don't waste time.
Beating someone, that one they will put next to me.
Oh, Prof. Anyway, this number, I mean, 4,000 people being wrongfully arrested, that's quite a huge number. What do we attribute this to in most cases? I mean, a lack of proper investigation or something else?
There are multiple reasons and factors in particular. Poor investigation, using emotion. You know, our law enforcers, in most instances, they get dragged into issues and not utilize discretion or the reasoning capacity or being reasonable in cases. This is because if you check deployment of officers, you find Kolo raised in Polokwane, being an officer in Polokwane, then you get entangled in issues that don't even require law enforcement at some point. And another factor, poor investigation. You know, as an investigator, you must be very smart. There are processes, right? Blue might look like blue during the day, of which is yellow tomorrow. But when you don't have the techniques or thorough training, you get to conclude, you get to be very emotional, you get to be easily deviate because of you are not thoroughly trained. And again, I always say being a law enforcer, it should be a calling. Yeah. That's when now the issue of emotions comes in. You don't rush, and because you're thoroughly trained, you know there are certain books or common laws that will define a criminal. But if you are thoroughly trained, you'll know that complexion can be a criminal, mm-hmm. right? But books suggest you must be very dirty, you must look poor, you must look this and that, and an abuser must be uneducated, abuser must be ugly on the face, and they must be black in color, you understand?
Yeah.
But now, some of this wrongful arrest is just looking at somebody's husband, who's a taxi driver, right? Mm. And the family has their own squabble, wife, husband and wife. And then the wife comes to say, I'm opening a case because he threatened to kill me today. And then you are saying, yeah, no, this is a taxi driver and he speaks a particular language.
Sure.
Definitely he's in, without even following the correct processes.
Sure.
Then I, as a professor, commit crime and you are like, no ways, the husband is wrong because this one is very educated, there's no way. And then of not knowing that crime does not have color, does not have image, and knows no qualification.
Yeah.
And a criminal is a rational thinker. So the SAPS finds itself in this predicament because officers use emotions. They are not, though they are trained, but because of deployment, I cannot be a Polokwane person and come to be a police officer in Polokwane. The next thing, I police friends instead of communities, understand? I only respond to relative issues than community issues. So some of the issues here are those. And then again, wrongful one, the prosecution issues. It's not only law enforcers. On the other side, the prosecutors as well, they delay things. They have their own internal issues.
Sure.
That will now assist with this wrongful arrest.
Yeah.
So hence, state is in so much trouble and it's been sued left, right and center because of what? Our internal issues in law enforcement.
In your observation, I mean, is there a crime that seems to be the most popular when it comes to wrongful arrests?
Yes, one being GBV related. There's a connotation that the female is a victim, blue or black. Then that's where we get it wrong, right? Mm. And there's a connotation that a particular a criminal is supposed to look in a particular way. He's supposed to be on foot during the night, looking for direction or looking lost.
Yeah.
And they are supposed to be driving a very old car, ugly car. If you see an ugly car driving Polokwane, car 12 o'clock, those are criminals. Then you must rush and you must shoot fast. Of which is not the case. An uncle from Ramashashani coming to assist GBV KC Gobendo. You understand? But because you lack an understanding of the social context, then you respond, you wrongfully arrest people.
I understand. And at this point, do we know if it's mostly my chance or ladies who are reported to be wrongfully arrested?
It's gens that are mostly wrongfully arrested. And, you know, with the GBV, it's very complex. GBV matters are very complex. A lady will come to open a case, right? And tomorrow withdraw. But what you will not take away as the officers is how you dealt with this, with the accused.
100%.
That is going to leave you in trouble. And that lady will leave you in that mess. You understand? Because now me reporting a case that, no, I think my life is in danger. Officers don't, they use, like I said, they use emotions, right? Then now it's a squabble between you and the husband and the beatings there and abuse, you detain, you push, you shove, you choke, you see? Then tomorrow, the lady comes in to say, no, I think I was emotional. Then you don't do anything to that lady, but you are left with a mess here that you can never fix. So it is mostly gents, it is mostly GBV, and again, defamation issues, hearsays. You know, there are certain officers that will rush to attend to hearsays. And political motivated cases. You come in, then there'll be accusation to just destabilize political landscape, and officers will come rushing, saying, no, you have guns, you hit them somewhere, you threaten so-and-so, without evidence. Then you detain that person for more than 48 hours, for example, or you beat, or you do this and that, because now you owe your politically connected friends, then you must deliver. That is why this issue of being from Limpopo and being deployed in Limpopo is a problem. You need to go somewhere and you need to be well trained to understand how to remove yourself from community certain issues and be able to pick what it requires a law enforcer and what does not require a law enforcer's attention.
And then briefly, Prof, are there reparations in South Africa for people who are wrongfully arrested?
Yes, there are. You must just get an attorney, right? Because if you, I'm sure you've, at some point we had the state has been sued. That is because now there was an evidence, that one was wrongfully arrested, or there must be a proof that the arrest was without legal justification, right? And again, now an attorney will assist in that regard, where now the state or the minister will be sued. You don't leave it as is and say, I was wrongfully arrested. No, there will be proof, right, that no, I was wrongfully arrested and there was no legal justification of me being detained. And therefore, there are penalties, there are money there, just that maybe communities, because we don't read to understand that, okay, the state can be sued this much. So the state lawyers are very busy when it comes to these issues, because now they have to try to defend the state, but with this evidence, it is just against them, and the state has lost so much money.
Okay. Prof, we're going to leave it here. Thank you so much for the information and great insights. Prof Kolofelo Rakubu, who's a criminologist and the head of Department of Law, Safety and Security Management at the Tshwane University of Technology.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.